Standing in Grace, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. Let anyone who thinks that he standeth take heed lest he fall. Consider six thoughts towards standing strong in God's grace. Number one is the transparency of Scripture. Unlike the biographies that we may read today, Scripture doesn't overlook the flaws of the people that it talks about. It teaches us that even in the wake of spiritual victories, we must be vigilant against potential defeats. Think about the hero's downfall. Noah, despite his faithfulness in building an ark, fell into drunkenness post-flood. Abram, on his journey of faith, lied in Egypt. And David, after defeating Goliath, committed grave sins. Their stories serve as a cautionary tale, reminding us of the dangers of complacency and self-reliance. Think about A.W. Pink's insight. This theologian said, God suffers it to appear that the best of men are but men at the best, no matter how richly gifted they may be, how eminent in God's service, how greatly honored and used of him. Let his sustaining power be withdrawn from them and for a moment, and it will quickly be seen that they are earthen vessels. No man stands any longer than he is supported by divine grace. The most experienced saint, if left to himself, is immediately seen to be as weak as water and as timid as a mouse. This humbling truth emphasizes our need for divine support to stand firm. Then think about God's sustaining grace. God graciously provides us with righteousness, salvation, and truth, and his word enabling us to withstand trials and temptations, not by our strength, but through his enduring support. And then the true way of escape. Acknowledging our frailty, we find our way of escape through Jesus Christ, relying on God's grace to sustain our faith and growth, just as Noah, Abraham, and David did. And then reflection and actions. Reflect on how God is shaping your thoughts and actions today. Let the biblical examples of reliance on God's grace inspire your daily walk of faith. Mighty Father God, I thank you for grace. Apart from your grace, we would be completely undone. We desperately need you to navigate our way through just our everyday experience. We are prone to wander. We are foolish and often wicked, God. We come before you asking that you would help us not to fall into the old pattern so easily, but instead to turn to you and trust in you and allow your work to be accomplished in our lives. We just thank you for all that you've done and pray that you'd be with us now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.